In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you've chosen each one of us to follow you. You both thirst for us and promise us your living water. Stir up within us the grace of our baptism. For those of us who are baptized, and for those of us on the journey to baptism, stir up in us your longing to draw us more closely to yourself, so that we may all be one in you. Holy Spirit, let us taste Jesus' thirst and desire for us to be in an intimate relationship with him. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, after the last 2 weeks focusing on prayer, both introducing what prayer is, or maybe a more expanded mature understanding of prayer, last week we had the chance to be exposed to some different types of prayer. It makes sense after those 2 weeks focusing on prayer that we look at another definition of prayer. And prayer can be said to be an awareness of God's grace and a sharing of God's grace. And that's what tonight's going to be about, for us to begin our deep dive into what is grace, because grace is at the heart of all sacraments. Sacraments are powerful and they are intimate infusions of grace into our hearts, into our lives, into our souls, encounters with God. And they have the ability to transform us if we choose to allow God's grace to work in and through us. So welcome to a subject that we will be expanding upon from this gathering forward. Now, I'd like to show a clip that we actually showed the first gathering. And some of you were here for the first gathering, and some of you have become a part of the RCA experience since that first gathering, kind of like the snowball going down the hill. We picked you up on the way, right? But it's the call of Matthew, the tax collector, one of the disciples of Jesus, and one of the four evangelists. And so you'll remember this. And if you weren't a part earlier on, then this is something that we get a chance to catch you up on. And here I'm going with my techie camera. All right, here we go. Let's make sure we got the right thing. And good. Okay, so let me set this up for you a little bit, because we jump right into the scene. And without a little context, it might not have the same impact. So you'll recall in the Gospels different ways that Jesus called his disciples, right? So Peter and Andrew and James and John were fishermen. And so he called them in their craft, right? In the middle of their working their profession. And they followed him. Matthew was different than all of the rest of the disciples, because Matthew really was an anathema. To the whole Jewish community, even though he was Jewish, he was working for the Roman Empire. And as a tax collector, you were hated. I mean, who likes the tax collector? Who likes to get even a notice from the IRS, right? Well, he would be at his post, and you would have to pay your taxes. But he would collect more than you owed the empire, and that was his payment. Well, a really good tax collector collected a lot extra and became very wealthy and very much hated. Okay, so what you're going to see here is Matthew at his post, and they have to, you'll see, they have to literally put him in a box or a room with grates that protect him, and post a Roman soldier. So you're going to see the Roman soldier talking to Matthew, and you're going to see Jesus passing through the crowd. What you don't know, and this is an episode of Chosen, we talked about that before, if you went to check that out. We'll talk about that a little bit later again. But Matthew has been watching Jesus, and he's amazed. He's mesmerized by Jesus. He's interested in Jesus. But there's too much of a barrier that Matthew thinks there is. Watch how Jesus tears down that barrier.
We live in the same world, Matthew.
Heck.
Besides, what else are you going to do with a mind like yours?
Matthew! Matthew, son of Alphaeus.
Yes?
Follow me.
Me?
Yes, you.
Whoa. What are you doing?
You want me to join you?
Keep moving, street preacher.
Do you have any idea what this guy's done? Do you even know him?
Yes.
Listen, I said to...
What are you doing? Where do you think you're going?
Guys, let me go.
Have you lost your mind? You have money. Quintus protects you. No Jew lives as good as you. You're going to throw it all away. Yes.
I don't get it. You didn't get it when I chose you either.
But this is different. I'm not a tax collector.
Get used to the difference.
Glad we passed by your booth today, Matthew.
Yes.
Shall we? We have a celebration to prepare for.
You will regret this, Matthew.
What's the tablet for?
Grab it without thinking. You can put it back.
No, keep it. You may yet find use for it.
Where are we going?
A dinner party.
I'm not welcome at dinner party.
Well, that's not going to be a problem tonight. You're the host. Hey, it's...
All right. It's interesting. Today's a good day to focus on St. Matthew for reasons we're going to see when we talk about grace. But in addition to that, because we just began the feast day of the celebrating St. Matthew. This feast day is always the 21st of September. And I'd like to show you another image of calling of Matthew. So everything takes so long to reload. Okay, and I'm going to show another image here too. So give you a chance to look at it. It shows up better in the old form PowerPoint. Okay, here we go. Take a look, everybody, at this image. Yeah. Okay, so this is Caravaggio. I don't know too much about the Italian masters, but Caravaggio was known for his use of light. Okay. Now, this is in the garb of the day. He painted everybody in the way they would have dressed. It wouldn't have been what it looked like. But you can clearly see who Jesus is in paint, right? Who's Jesus? Which one? Which figure? Which one's Jesus?
The one pointing, right? Which one's Matthew?
The one there pointing.
Well, Matthew's pointing to himself.
He's like, no, he's the one with the light on.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And everybody's like pointing at him like, are you serious? And on his face, he can hardly believe it, right? So you got